Many people feeling close to retirement ask themselves, do I have enough?
Am I missing something?
At Diversified Wealth Strategies, we provide clarity during our complimentary, no-pressure consultation. We're independent advisors using big firm tools with a boutique-style approach.
And no crickets. We stay in touch so you're never left wondering.
At Diversified Wealth Strategies, let us show you how to capture the upside, limit the downside, and feel good inside.
Visit dwstrategies.com.
Securities and investment services offered through Osaic Wealth, Inc., member FINRA, SIPC. Osaic Wealth is separately owned and other entities and or marketing names, products, or services referenced here are independent of Osaic Wealth.
The name will send shivers through you when you hear it. Mr. Baseball.
Bob Uecker.
Uecker was a comic force.
Yes, that's me. That's my hidden ball trick.
He had created his persona.
Oh, I must be in the front row.
And then everything flowed from that.
Just a bit outside.
The incredible documentary Uke, celebrating the life and legacy of iconic broadcaster Bob Uecker, is available to stream for 24 hours beginning tonight, and so it runs into Friday. One of the producers, Barry Polterman, is with us. Barry, good afternoon. Thanks for being with us.
Hey, thanks so much for having me back. I love TMJ. I wish I was there in the studio, though, instead of on my phone.
No problem. So this is available beginning tonight at brewers.tv. You can either pay for a subscription, or they probably don't want us to say this, but take advantage of a 7-day free trial and you can see it. How cool is this that it moves from the theater where it had such success to now people can watch it in their living room?
Well, it's pretty, the Brewers approached us with this idea a couple weeks ago and we loved it. The theatrical release has been amazing. I don't think there's been anything like it. We did $300,000 in Wisconsin alone at the box office. And now we're starting to move out into Minnesota and Illinois and Iowa. And before we did that, we wanted to, say thank you to the people of Wisconsin for this incredible reception that the movie had.
That's awesome. So we can start watching it. It starts streaming at 6 o'clock.
6 o'clock, and it streams for 24 hours, so don't blink or you might miss it.
Wow. What life lesson do you think you learned after going through this process and learning from Uecker and this documentary?
Oh, my God. The life lesson I learned is to follow your passion and stick to it and believe in it. You know, here's a guy who kept having baseball tell him in the early days he wasn't fit for baseball. He wasn't good enough. He kept at it until he made the majors. When he got to the majors, he didn't do great at the majors, but he did okay. He never stopped, and he became Mr. Baseball first as kind of a joke. And then he really became Mr. Baseball. I think that he had an incredible career in baseball, and anyone who believes in something, has a passion, wants to follow it, you'll never work a day in your life. It's a cliche, but if you follow your dreams, you do what you love, wow. It's like to see where he ended up and what he was able to accomplish in so many different careers in media. Acting, movies, comedian, baseball player. I mean, it's great. There's no life like it. It's pretty impressive.
Barry Polterman is the director, the producer of the documentary Uke. At one of the screenings, I saw the family was there. What's the reaction of the family been to see the story play out on the big screen?
I think that I hate to speak for them, but what they have said to us, in particular Bob Jr., who's the main person that we've worked with, they've watched edits, they've given notes, they've loved this film, I think, from the first time they saw it, and they've helped us make it better. And I think that people came up from the family to me and the directors afterwards and said things like, thank you for this film. So, I hate to speak for them, but from what they've told us, they're very happy with how it turned out.
Is there a chance that this could be extended another 24 hours later, or is this the only time, Barry?
Well, it will eventually be streaming. It may even be eventually streaming on Brewers TV one day, but we're still in theaters now. We're opening up even in Wisconsin, we're playing in Kenosha on October 24th at Parkside. We're going to be at La Crosse for a benefit for ALS at the historic Rivoli. That's October 5th. We're playing, we're just opening the UP right now on September 18th. We're opening theaters there. It's going to be in Minneapolis at the Heights with Corey Provis is going to join us for that on October 3rd. We're playing Dubuque, Iowa at the Five Flags. I mean, it's still out there. So this is more of a thank you to Wisconsin for where we're at. And then beyond that, maybe DVDs for Christmas, something like that would be that next chance to see it outside of the theaters.
I like that. It's at the Rivoli, I think, in Cedarburg now also for one more week, right? Is that right, Barry? So you can, if you want to see it on the big screen, you can sneak up to Cedarburg. Otherwise, stream it. Brewers.tv. Go there. You'll get information how you can see it. Producer Barry Polterman, such a great gift you've given our community. Thank you so much, Barry.
Thank you, guys. I really appreciate you having me on. Bye-bye.